The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
This is Inside Sports.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
That's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
Inside the Updates.
Zeya Kolisi in South Africa are Rugby World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Assalamu alaikum. Just gone 5 minutes past eight and welcome to Inside Sport on the Voice of the Cape. I'm your host, Firoz Sheikh. My tech tonight is Shuaib Williams. Tonight we're speaking to Fawzia Sylvester, the chairperson of the Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club. And of course, later on, we talk to Ryan Krause from the Unchain the Plain Foundation. We're also doing great things in Mitchells Plain. So Mitchells Plain, the focus this evening. Of course, as usual, you can join the conversation as well. You can call 021-442-3530 or WhatsApp 0829-913-913 for any comments or questions. Now, before I chat to my guests, let's catch up with the latest news coming through. Congratulations to Chelsea, of course, on winning the Champions League. Thomas Tuchel getting his tactics absolutely correct. A first half call by Kai Havertz saw them lift the trophy for the second time. The French Open got underway today. Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer and Kevin Anderson all in action tomorrow. And in a women's draw, Naomi Osaka won her first round match today. She beat Patricia Tigg 6-4, 7-6. But she faces expulsion if she continues to refuse to speak to the media. She was fined $15,000 today for not doing media after her first win. There was one match in the DSTV Premiership today as well. Orlando Pirates, well, they lost today. They took on a TS Galaxy. Galaxy winning that one 1-0. Time now to say assalamu alaikum to my first guest, Fawzia Sylvester. Shukran for accepting my invitation.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for inviting me to your studio and speak about Mitchells Plain Cricket Club.
Ah, it's only a pleasure. Now, before we talk about your cricket club, where did your love for sport all start?
Strange enough, my son, firstly, I'm a nurse. So I worked at Somerset Hospital, and when my son, my eldest son, started playing sport, I decided I don't want to work weekends anymore. And then when my parents moved to Mitchells Plain, to Tafelsig, my son became friends with the neighbor's sons, and they started playing cricket, and they asked him to join. I didn't know anything about cricket. To me, it was a very boring sport. And I just tagged along with my husband, and the one Saturday while sitting there, I asked him, must I sit here and do absolutely nothing? So I said, okay, show me how to keep score. And then the scoring bug bit, and the rest is history.
Scoring is quite interesting, by the way. I mean, for lots of people, like you said, it's initially boring, but once you get into it, you start liking it. Isn't that so?
Definitely. Yeah. But if you look at the way we are scoring now compared to back in the days, there is still players that will come up to me and tell me, listen, you've been scoring so long for the club or whatever, and I still don't understand what you are doing. Because before, we used to score in the normal book, and I'm sure you know the normal book, but now we use the linear system. We sit with round about 12 pins, colouring pins. So each bowler has a different pin, colour pin.
It's quite interesting. And of course, you have to go for courses as well to get all that right.
Yes, definitely. We are running courses. We will be running courses now in the off season. COVID-19 changed a lot. A lot of things we couldn't do at Newlands, doing scoring courses and that. But our training department is currently working on online training. So in the next 2 months or so, we will be able to do online scoring courses.
Fantastic. Just some messages coming through. Husnaya Jacobs says, Assalamu alaikum, Fawzia Sylvester. Mishka Cookie Ricks, I love you, Fawzia Sylvester. Husnea Nia Jacobs, inspirational lady.
Yeah, that lady, she is my go-to girl. She is my fancy maker. I can call her anytime and she will be able to sort me out.
Wow, fantastic. But we'll continue with our conversation with Fozia. We're going to take a quick ad break. We'll be back after this.
This is Inside Sports.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. You're listening to Inside Sport on the Voice of the Cape. My guest, my first guest tonight is Fozia Sylvester from the Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club. So, when did you become chairperson of Mitchells Plain Cricket Club?
That's about three seasons ago. I left the club about five seasons ago. And I joined Primrose Cricket Club. And then I came back because we had a bit of a dip at Mitchells Plain Cricket Club. And we came back because we felt that we need to bring the club back to where it was. As you know, players leave the clubs for greener pastures and for bigger opportunities. And some of our cricketers came back. I've got a brilliant executive, myself, the chairperson, Fadli Ali, the vice chairperson, my husband, Faiz. He's a MNR secretary. Sadly, our secretary passed away in March, Denzel Raycliffe. Then we have, Grant Skippers, our head coach. And we have Douglas Ninaus, which is our club captain. So, yes, we are a fairly young executive. And, and then we have our junior convener, which is Mr. Ricky Moses. And we work together for an aim that we would like to take our club back to where it was a couple of years back. We were playing in the 1B, the old 1B, which is now First Division A. For the past three seasons, we did fairly well. We won. We were about to get promotion, but then the drought came in and there was no promotion and relegation. Last year, COVID kicked in. We won the league. So hopefully when we have the new season coming up, we will have a full season and we will be able to play in a higher league this season.
So you obviously enjoying your role as chairperson of Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club, right?
Yes, I do. Not that I don't do a lot. I feel that when you're in charge of an organization, you must have your executive stand by you to make your task easier. One thing that I can say is we don't step over each other's portfolio. Our treasurer, sorry, I forgot to mention our treasurer, which is Ihsan Titus. None of us, I don't interfere with the finances. Our MNR secretary, although he's my husband, I do tell him, and we do have our fights, with regard to cricket. Yes, and coaching, you're there to coach, and I believe that players shouldn't interfere with the management of the club. Players are supposed to play and the executive is supposed to run the club.
So you have quite a big team. We were chatting off air, quite a few teams. Tell us about the various teams that you have.
We have our first team, we have our second team, and then we have the other teams are very close teams, and that is guys that played before. And that runs away from their wife for tasks that they must do at home. So they fill up a close team. We have three of those teams. Then we have a ladies team that will be playing in the Premier League. They won promotion last year. Then we have our junior department where we have four teams. And we have a mini cricket team. And that junior department are well run by Mr. Ricky Moses and his team.
Welcome to Inside Sport on the Voice of the Cape.
And then our mini cricket department is our mummies. They run the mini cricket department.
Wow, that must be fun as well to see the mums get all excited. So dads as well, I'm sure they also have some fun there.
I think I must invite you to when we have a mini cricket festival.
Please do, please
I
do.
I will.
So obviously you got your teams. Are you always on the lookout for new players and stuff like that? If so, how can those that are in the Mitchells Plain area, they're wanting to get the kids involved or they want to play, be part of a cricket team, how can they get hold of you guys?
We train at Stephen Regan Sports Field. That field is right opposite the fire station, Westridge Fire Station, and opposite Mitchells Plain Number 1 Primary School. So it is quite a big field because, remember, we cater for soccer and softball and baseball. So the field is quite well known. If they want to get in contact with any of our executive members, they can contact myself on 073-849-7082.
So that's 073-849-7082.
Yeah.
So if you want to join the Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club, you can contact Fosia Sylvester on that number. It's 073-849-7082. Now, pre-season, is it still early yet for pre-season or have you guys started?
No, we will be starting in June. We had meetings. We had an executive meeting now recently. There is talks about when we will be starting with our pre-season. Our Facebook page is quite active. We've got Mr. Kashif Islam, who is our person, go-to person, handling our media side on Facebook.
Fantastic. And now, obviously, you know, it's not easy to run a club of that size. It's difficult, obviously, with funds. I'm sure you guys, you know, most probably using your own funds as well. But what do you guys do to raise funds?
Thanks to Millennium, they've approached us and many community clubs on how to generate funds.
Fosia, so we're just going to put that on pause. We're going to take another ad break and we'll continue with that after the break.
This is Inside Sports.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back. Just gone 21 minutes past 8. You're listening to Inside Sport on Voice of the Cape. And my first guest tonight, Fosia Sylvester, the chairperson of Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club. Now, Fosia, just before the break, we spoke about how you guys run the club in terms of raising money, getting, because I know it's difficult. Without major sponsors, it's very difficult for amateur teams to, because it's the balls are expensive, equipment's expensive. We know that. So what are you guys doing to try and raise funds?
Okay, our first major guys that came on board with us is when we won, in actual fact, when we played at Newlands 2 seasons ago in the T20 final. So we had a couple of small sponsors that came on board, Premium Sports Bar in Mitchells Plain. He kitted us out with our team with a fully kit to at least look decent at Newlands, because you know to play on Newlands it's an honor.
Absolutely.
And then some other small sponsors which we were very grateful for. Our major, in actual fact, our biggest fundraiser that we're going to have now, and thanks to Mr. Mayor and Millennium Fundraising Company that assisting community clubs to raise funds. So what they did is they invited a lot of the community clubs and have this online fundraiser, which is a comedy show called Saved by the Ball. And I'm sure a lot of people know our own South African... what's this guy from Fast and the Furious?
Kurt Schoenrath.
No, Dalen Oliver.
Dalen Oliver.
So Taylan Oliver, Nikra Benowitz, Angel Campy, Stuart Taylor, and it's actually hosted by Kurt Schoenrad. So that fundraiser is taking place on the 5th of June.
Next Saturday.
Yes, next weekend Saturday. It's an online show at 7 o'clock. And people can book their tickets at Quicket. So if you want to support Mitchell Spain Cricket Club, you click on Mitchell Spain Cricket Club and you can pay your ticket online for only 100 rand.
Well, and you guys will obviously get a portion from
it. Yes, we do get a portion from it. So we thank Mr. Mayor for this initiative, because he's a cricketer himself and he's involved with another sports code, soccer. So he knows what it is for community clubs struggling to raise funds. And especially with Mitchell's Plain, coming from Mitchell's Plain, you know, when the people hear Mitchell's Plain, they think nothing comes from Mitchell's Plain. But there's a lot of positive things coming out of Mitchell's Plain. And I will give you an example. David Skirout. He's been playing for Mitchell's, he played for Mitchell's Plain since the age of 11. He came there as a wicketkeeper. And in the late teens, Raycliffe groomed him into a spin bowler. 3-4 seasons ago, he was the highest wicket taker. And he took about 80 wickets.
Wow.
He then the year after that, or maybe the same year, he was one wicket short of another player that plays at Claremont or, what is this other club? Yeah, Claremont Cricket Club. So, to gain the top wicket taker in the whole of Western Cape. To tell you the honest truth, David Skirout is a hard worker. And it is just sad that he doesn't get the recognition. Last year, he made the Cobra side only one game. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are listening now, and they will agree with me to say that David should be playing, should be having a, had to have a solid position in the Cobra side. But look, we're not the selectors. Then also, we have two guys that play cricket for us, Clint Higgins and Ainsworth. Two guys that found the pleasure of playing cricket that saved them from that substance abuse. Clint Higgins was made history last year. He made the papers from being a tech addict, find his love in cricket, and he received his degree last year at Stellenbosch University.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes. So when he told me, Auntie Fosey, you are my other mother. And I'm mother to so many lost kinders, as I say. Like I will say, I've got so many children. And he said to me, Auntie Fosey, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would have found myself. You saved my life. And when he told me that, then I thought by myself, oh, so I did make a difference in somebody's life. The same with Ainsworth. He started his own business as well, a construction business. Unfortunately, I didn't tell him he must listen. But yes, there's a lot of good things coming from Mitchell's Plain.
Just got one message here. I think it's from Halima Bohatin. Salam Fawzi, good to hear you on radio. So, yeah, well, you know, you're doing Mitchell's Plain Cricket Club proud. You're doing Mitchell's Plain proud. You're keeping a lot of kids, off the street. Let them do something good, sport, which is healthy. You know, so it's fantastic work. So keep up the good work.
Shukran.
You know, and hopefully we'll get you in studio again to see how things are going with results and things like that. And we try and give Mitchell's Plain Cricket Club, Mitchell's Plain Eagles, right? Cricket Club, some coverage, you know, so people can know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yes, we, you know, the past years, we've lost so many of our ex-players. I said to you earlier, I've been here to the studio, and come to think of it, David Skerrold was with us in the studio.
Is it?
With Irfan Abrams. That Friday night, they asked him about the spinning. He said, I can spin a ball on a piece of foil.
Okay.
So, yes, he and Usman Kadir, they were the two spin twins at Primrose a couple of years back. Mm.
Fantastic. Well, Fosis, Sylvester, thanks a lot for joining me. All the best to you guys. All the best for next week for your fundraiser. Let's hope you guys raise quite a bit, reach your target, and may their sponsors come on board and help you guys, inshallah.
Shukran so much. And can I just say one thing quickly?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I want to say to my colleagues, Tafelsig Clinic staff, we work hard, and the people out there, especially the over 60s, please go and register for the COVID vaccination. If you didn't register yet, go to your nearest library and go and register.
Fantastic. That was Fosia Sylvester from the Mitchells Plain Eagles Cricket Club. And when we come back after the break, we'll be at talking Unchain the Plane.
This is Inside Sports.
Just gone to 3 minutes past eight. Welcome back to Inside Sport on the Voice of the Cape. Time to introduce my second guest tonight. He's the deputy chairperson of Unchain the Plane, also based in Mitchells Plain. Ryan Krauss, welcome and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, your organization is obviously doing wonderful things in Mitchells Plain, and sport is also a huge part of that, Ryan. Where did that idea of forming this organization, Unchain the Plane, come from, and how did it all get started?
It started with a very simple idea. One of our founding members, Juven Rittles, made a comment after a tennis game. He said, listen here, guys, we must try and build a tennis court at one of the schools. And then another guy said, look, let's see what we can do. And then after that, we just say, wait. Instead of just talking, let's put it into action. So the tennis match was on a Sunday afternoon. That Thursday evening, we met. And we sat down, a group of us, friends that have been growing up together in Tafelsig and Beacon Valley since 1981.
Wow.
Yeah, so we sat down, had our first meeting. The Saturday, we got the first donations. And so it's been snowballing since then.
So you guys started way back in 1981, really?
Yes, as friends. When wow. Three of us, myself and Mark and Gavin Skricker, we lived in two adjoining roads in Tafelsig.
And now you've got a huge organization or foundation where you're covering most of Mitchells Plain and you're doing wonderful things. Just give us an idea of some of the things you guys are doing.
Wow. Our primary focus is the provision of sporting equipment. We started out looking at schools, but with COVID-19, things changed a lot, and we have realized that we can't just focus on schools. If we want to make a real big impact on the community, we have to get into the streets. And we have been getting champions out in display in other areas who would get kids together, get them to play on a regular basis. And we've been providing them with various equipment, street wooden bats, cricket bats, balls, and the works. So the idea is the more they play, the better that, you know. But it's not so much for competition per se. It's more about participation.
And obviously one of the main reasons is to keep the kids or whoever off the street. Let them be active. Like sport plays a huge part. We know that. So is that one of the main reasons?
Yes, most definitely. Like I said, I grew up in Tafelsig. And sport saved my life. 1985, I was sort of forced by one of our teachers to play rugby. And I can say that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me, to have been forced to play rugby. And subsequently, I am still involved with rugby. I'm currently the coach of Rocklands Rugby Club. And if it wasn't for rugby, I probably would have ended up being a gangster in Tafelsig. So because that sport gave me that avenue. Not just me, all of us. We just felt like we need to give our children that opportunity. Everywhere we go, we see drugs, we see gangsterism. The media focuses on all these negativities. We decided, no, we have to do something about it. And every little bit counts. And yeah, so most definitely sports got a major impact.
So we talk about sport. What type of sports do you guys? Is it all codes or just some? I know rugby is obviously huge there. Football is huge. What other sporting codes do you guys get involved with?
Look, we do the major core sports, soccer, rugby, netball, cricket. We've introduced street cricket, introduced tennis. But we have been given or received the nations in terms of golfing equipment, which we have given to them at Sprint Golfing Club. You understand? So if somebody comes to us and says, listen, yeah, Ryan, yeah, I've got 10 canoes. We're not going to say no. We're going to take it canoes, and we're going to find somebody that can find use for it, for that. So we have no particular focus. Indian goes.
Now, obviously, I've seen a post on your Facebook page recently. You brought in former Springbok Dale Santon to help you guys as well. So, you know, that must be huge for you guys, roping in these guys to help.
Yes, you know, guys like Dale, you know, they're also very passionate about developing our communities. And he has been alongside us since the onset. He does his own work with the SA Rugby Legends. And wherever he finds something for us, he will give it to us, you know. But not just us, he's doing that within many other organizations like us who's working within the communities so that he can spread his footprint. You know, he has been to many of our events. He's sort of an unofficial ambassador for Answer in the Plane.
Fantastic. Are there any success stories from Unchain the Plane? Guys or girls that you guys have supported or sponsored in terms of anything that is, you know, is there any success stories that come to mind?
Look, we're not even 2 years old, right? So we haven't seen any of our prodigies reach any heights yet. However, we have assisted a player of Cali's, Caledonian Roses, who is now at USA. He's playing in the under-90 squad there. And so we support him getting some equipment, stuff like that. But I think our success lies more in the fact that when we started out, it was just us as founding members, right? And now we have a group of champions that totals more than 20. And that means we have 20 pockets of activities happening across the Cape Flats, not Simpsons Plain. As a matter of fact, one of the offshoots in Hanover Park is that there's now a group of coaches in Hanover Park doing similar work.
Wow.
So I think...
Ryan, we're just going to pause on that and take an ad break. When we come back, we'll continue that conversation.
This is Inside Sports.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. Just gone 8:42 now. I'm chatting to my second guest, the deputy chairperson of Unchain the Plane, Ryan Krause. Now, Ryan, you mentioned just before the break that your footprint is not only in Mitchell's Plain, but also in other areas as well.
Yes, we initially thought we were going to work on Mitchell's Plain, hence the name Unchain the Plane, focusing on Mitchell's Plain. But the demand has been so huge that we had to go out of Mitchell's Plain. We have gone as far as Darling and Worcester.
Wow.
And the handovers there. And outside of the Spring, Kraaifontein, Esterfi, Manenberg, all over the show. We've been doing Hanover Park. And again, Hanover Park is a very good story because we have a group of champions going on there. And they're busy establishing themselves. They're working on a name, working on a constitution. So they're forming their own form of Unchain the Plane in Manenberg.
Like a branch of it.
Like a branch of it, yes.
Wow, fantastic. Now, you guys are obviously very active on Facebook. See, regularly, you know, you're buying balls, rugby balls, footballs, and stuff like that. But, you know, it must be difficult to get the funds and stuff like that. How do you guys go about getting all of that?
Wow. Funding is probably our biggest challenge. you know, but we've been fortunate, you know, that we have gone on targeted drives, and our inner circle and our networks, people have been tapping into, right, guy, yes, listen here, somebody told me you're busy with this, I've got this for you. Here's a bag of golf clubs, here's a couple of balls and those kind of things. And we've been going about it like that thus far, but we certainly need bigger sponsors. We need corporates to get on board, you know, because ultimately it is quite taxing. Well, not taxing on us on personally, because we put in the effort and none of us get anything out of Ants in the Plain, not a cent. But the reach that we want to have, the need out there is really great. Your previous guest, Fozie, you know, I mean, she's also very passionate about sport, and I've known her for a while as well. We're going to give some equipment to them soon.
Fantastic.
And it's quality stuff. But again, you know, if you want to buy a new cricket bat, a decent cricket bat, 3,500-4,000 rand.
Minimum, eh?
You understand.
Absolutely.
So this proper equipment is quite pricey. Mm. So we need corporates to come on board, you know, so that we can actually go up there and provide our clubs, provide our schools, provide our champions with decent equipment. You know, we don't want to give a child a bat. He plays for 5 minutes, then it's broken.
Mm.
Then he loses interest in the game. Now we want to keep him interested. So we're going to try to give him something fairly decent.
Mm.
You know, not top of the range, of course. But if somebody gives it, we take it.
Yeah. But obviously, it's not only new stuff, right? If somebody wants to come and donate some used equipment, used football, used soccer boots, used cricket bats, cricket equipment, used rugby balls, other training equipment, you guys will gladly take that, right?
By all means, we won't say no. What we've done with cricket bats and tennis rackets, for example, if it's damaged, when we replace a grip or things like that, we do it, you know, and there it goes. Somebody can play again with it.
Mm.
You know, we have had a lot of second equipment in the past, and we're still getting in, and we will never say no for it.
No, fantastic. So anybody wants to get involved or donate or anything like that to Unchain the Plane, who can they contact? How they can they get involved or contact you guys?
They can contact myself directly, or go onto our Facebook page, or they can contact our project manager, John Rittles. Let me just get his number quickly.
You can give us your number in the meantime, if you don't mind.
084-569-3484.
So Ryan Krause, the deputy chairperson of Unchain the Plane, his number is 084-569-3484.
Our project manager, John Rittles, his number is 081-234-9554.
So that's Joanne Rittles on 081-234-9554. And of course, your Facebook page is just Unchain the Plane.
That's correct.
And it's obviously updated, because I've seen it. It's really, you guys are on the ball with regards to that. There's a lovely video put out there by Mark Skricker. He was supposed to join us. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. There was a lovely video that he's put out there as well.
Yes, so yeah, we try to maintain that media presence.
No, fantastic. Ryan Krause, thanks for coming through. Thanks for making some time. I know you're coming all the way from Mitchell's Plain. Much appreciated. And all the best to your organization or foundation, Unchain the Plain. Hopefully you guys go from strength to strength.
Yeah, for us, thank you very much, man. I think we all need this exposure. And thank you for having us. And thank you for the work you are doing in the community.
Fantastic. It's only a pleasure.